The Bible Podcast is here to help get us in the Word together in those small pockets of time that we can find doing chores or tasks, traveling or commuting, and it doesn't have to be hard or complicated. So come on in, have a seat, and let's read the Bible together. This is your host, Virginia Price. Welcome to the Bible Podcast.
Hey everyone, episode 165 of the Bible Podcast. Virginia and Paris are here.
What up?
We're actually wrapping up run one of the Bible Podcast season two.
I know, it's so sad.
It's so sad. You're going to miss us, but we're only going to be gone for like maybe 2 weeks. And then we're coming right back and we're jumping into another little run before the new year. I have had a blast with y'all and with Paris for this first long run of season two. I can't even begin to talk about how cool this has been, and I hope that you guys have enjoyed it as well. Run two, we're gonna have video.
Whoop,
whoop. Watch out,
see our faces.
We're gonna be on YouTube, it's gonna be on Reels, we're gonna have YouTube Shorts, it's gonna be all over the place. So I hope you guys enjoy that. But as we wrap up this run, we're gonna just jump into Luke 17, and we're gonna talk about more of our Thanksgiving that we've been going through this week. And Paris is gonna drop some knowledge.
Woo.
Bring the word. Bring some red letter up in this
yes.
episode.
So we are in Luke 17 of the NLT, and we're going to start at verse 5. The apostle said to the Lord, "Show us how to increase our faith." The Lord answered, "If you had faith even as small as a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'May you be uprooted and planted and be planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. When a servant comes in from plowing or taking care of sheep, does his master say, 'Come in and eat with me'? No, he says, 'Prepare my meal, put on your apron, and serve me while I eat. Then you can eat later.' And does the master thank the servant for doing what he has been told to do? Of course not. In the same way, when you obey me, you should say, 'We are unworthy servants who have simply done our duty.'" Jesus coming in hot with the parables.
Also, I know that's going to offend some people.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to offend some people.
And it's okay. You can be offended. Just don't stay in that place.
Be like John the Baptist. I'm not even worthy to tie his sandal straps. Mm. That is where we need to live. We need to live as John.
And the word of today is a grateful heart will play a role in maturing your faith. Like,
I'm seeing this one here because you see, when you're being a little prideful and you're like, you know, I'm a child of the King. I am the child of the Most High. I am royalty. I am a priestly royal. What is it called? A royal priesthood. Yes, but also we are servants. I mean, the Lord would not be the Lord if it was not for paradox. Like, we can be both and.
Of course.
So, like, we really do need to be humble.
And even, like, even, oh, sorry, I got something, friend.
Get it.
Because even when
you
stopped,
because I saw your face.
You can be both. Jesus is a whole king. Jesus was a king on earth, yep. even. And you know what he did on his last night alive before he was resurrected? He was washing feet. Mm-hmm. The thing that was like the lowest thing that you could do as yep. like servitude.
Yep.
He washed the feet of his disciples. Mm-hmm. Like, there is something about literally taking your eyes off of yourself and putting it on the Lord and letting the Lord use you and serve the Lord that is... That'll do it.
Because we need to be maturing in our faith. We need to be constantly growing. And what does the Lord teach us? If you want to go high, you go low.
You gotta go low.
You have to stay humble. That humility is going to...
Not Kendrick humble. You gotta... It's Jesus humble, okay?
I don't even know that reference, and I don't want to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, because you know what? I am above that, okay? Paris is reaching a new audience with our show. No, but for real, like, that's a big deal is we really do. We have talked about pride a few times here in season two. And like, we need to bring home that humility aspect because yes. it's in there with it too. The thing is, though, we've been talking about thankfulness. We've been talking about gratefulness. And it's like, if you can maintain that grateful heart, if you can maintain that thankful heart, if you praise when you're feeling down, when you do all those opposites, like, that is what's going to bring you up in your faith as well. It's going to bring you up in your maturity with the Lord. And if you are grateful and you're thankful and you're truly in that humble place of like, wow, look what the Lord has done for me. That in and of itself keeps pride at door. It keeps pride at bay. Like, it keeps it away from you and out of your life, so that you don't trip on it, so that you doesn't become a stumbling block for you. And that's just like, that's where we need to be, especially coming into the family time, y'all, with the holidays. You're gonna be being with some people that you probably don't want to be around. Like, just stay low.
Stay low, and it's okay. I mean, I'm the only Christian in all Jewish family, so
stay low, Paris.
Stay low.
And listen, I am the only saved person in my immediate family as well, but like, those, your Jewish family members, they try to rile you up. They're like getting
just
it
a little bit, you know.
So
things start flowing, the everybody gets like happy stuff with food, and it's like, so
y'all pray for Paris this holiday season. This has been really fun, and I really appreciate you guys being here and being in an audience and sharing the show with everybody that you have been, and shouting us out on social media. We appreciate and love each and every one of you. Until we see you next time.
Yes, and I just pray that you guys, everyone who's listening, has a safe and happy Thanksgiving, and I cannot wait to talk with you guys when we come back.
Yes, ma'am. Let's do it. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you for joining me today. I'm so glad to have you in our audience, and I hope you come over to our Instagram and join our community there at _thebiblepodcast. Our podcast is a ministry production of The Sevenfold. If you'd like to know more about us and what we do, please visit our site at thesevenfold.com. Thanks again for joining me today, and until next time, much love from The Bible Podcast.